Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Still another prize pack for you in less than 30 minutes from right now, y'all. It's a big show. Oh, let somebody better tell me than me. Tell you than me. All right.
John Boy Billy Big Show, that's still speaking him up you.
Oh, it's you, Marcel. What am I doing? Well, when I'm not hanging up on racing fat boy and trying to cure Babs of her terminal blondness, I'm listening to my two favorite straight white southern boys, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Oh, Marcel, just stop. No, I won't tell Randy you said hello.
October the 6th. Look at all of us here. John Boy and Billy.
Hey.
I see you, Tater. Randy.
Hello.
Jackie. And behind the glass.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Miller's in his office. I hear him singing along to In the Navy from the Village People.
Oh, no.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you go. Get ready to produce another winner there, Randy. Got one. For long. Got a feeling. All right, then. Let's see what national days we got here on October the 6th. National Noodle Day.
Noodles.
The word noodle derives from the German word noodle.
So it was an easy derivation.
Well, in Germans, Kraut spell it N-U-D-E-L. They misspell a little bit of everything, but it's pronounced the same, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Today is National German-American Day. Sorry about that Kraut thing. The 13 German Mennonite families from Krefeld who landed in Philadelphia. These families founded Germantown, Pennsylvania, on this date, 1683.
So they didn't do real hard trying on the names. We'll just call it Germantown.
Yeah, all right, there it is. Today is National Coaches Day. Honors the men and women who inspire us to work harder and do our best. You're a coach. Happy day. It's National Orange Wine Day. Mm. Says take a bold sip of an ancient method of making wine. Little known style of wine shines with its bold flavor and auburn color.
Is that the kind they make in the back of the toilet in jail?
It's the kind you go, ah, what is this?
There's also National Walk to School Day. It's National Pumpkin Seed Day.
Did you walk to school?
No, I rode my bike, son.
Oh, but before the bike?
Before the bike, no. Well, maybe a couple times because my elementary school was, no, military elementary was too, no.
Okay.
Billy, was there a military school there at some point? It sounded like it. Billy, yeah, I was close enough to walk or ride my bike. I usually rode the bike.
Yeah, yeah. I had to walk. It was 3 miles.
Is that right?
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah.
All right. It's National Coffee with a Cop Day. Brings men and women in uniform together with their communities. Connect over a cup of joe. Mm. All right, it then. So it's poured out. Men and women in blue. Coffee with a cup. I cop a cup of coffee and see him today.
Some noodles, officer?
All right, Dan, we got 3 dates in this for Saved Up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get you ready for Outburst now that we're all awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack today is a variety pack of Astera Labs products. That's pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA. No bitter aftertaste. Click on the Astera Labs banner at thebigshow.com. Then just enter code JBB. You'll get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Let's get you ready for our 3 dates in history where we get our categories. It's on this date in 1880, the Cincinnati Reds were kicked out of the National League for selling beer.
This is unacceptable.
Beer at a baseball game? And throw that hot dog away, too.
And are there peanuts and Cracker Jacks over there?
2 years later, the Reds represented the new Beer and Whiskey League American Association. Show them. Mm. And beat the National League champ Chicago White Stockings in what some call the first World Series.
And probably the drunkest one, too.
That is on this date, 1961. President Kennedy advised Americans to build or buy bomb shelters to protect against atomic fallout.
Well, I'm sure that went over well.
Well, it triggered the construction of thousands of underground bomb shelters and fueled cocktail chit-chat at 60s barbecue parties.
And a couple of really good episodes of The Twilight Zone, too.
Yeah. You know, those bomb shelters still show up every now and then. Mm. You know, people find them, didn't know they were even there, buy a house, and right. they that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. And finally, it was on this date, 93, burglar Craig Dodsworth couldn't open a cash register at a drugstore in Barnsley, England, so he took the register home with him.
Yeah.
Well, investigating police quickly realized the register tape had unraveled, and they followed the paper to Dodsworth's apartment, which was about 75 yards away. So.
I think he played in the beer and whiskey soccer league.
Tracked him down pretty easy. Yeah. Well, there's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Sunday.
And go to thebigshow.com, click on the banner, get your tickets. Where you'll see our video. This audio illusion will bend your brain.
It will always be lactates in pharmacy to me.
We got it written out there. See what you hear. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, get our hump day winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Michael from West Columbia, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John Boy. Oh, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
I know what you mean.
Michael, sound like you wide awake, ready to go, buddy. Let's see if we can get you a Liquid Performance Prize Pack. Here we go, bud. In 5 seconds, three things sold at a baseball game. Ready to go?
Hot dog, beer, peanuts.
All right, now three things you would put in a bomb shelter. Ready to go?
Food, water,
beer.
Hey,
no, he got him.
We're on a roll here.
Food, water, beer.
I was still running through the same things at a baseball game I'd put in a bomb shelter.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Damn, but you see, you're hosting. He's playing.
Oh, yeah, Okay. There's a, you see, I get emotionally involved with our listeners here.
You're very competitive. You can't help
it. Well, unfortunately, no points for you this time.
Right.
You're not here to beat me in this game.
No, that's right. I'm pulling for you. Okay. Here we go, Michael. For the win. Three things you buy in a drugstore. Ready, go.
Medicine, first aid supplies, and beer.
That's your answer for everything, man.
I've done it. I'm on a tall boy at CVS.
Saying. You got a tall boy at CVS?
CVS, yeah.
All right, Mike, it worked out, buddy. Liquid Performance Prize Pack head down to West Columbia for you.
Thank you.
All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. 20 minutes away from the brand new top 10 list. We'll be headed toward Halloween, our annual worst outfits of the year. Hang on. It's a big show on the radio Wednesday, October the 6th. Something very special for us disc jockeys today. History's first disc jockey, Reginald Fessenden, would have been 155 years old. Reginald Fessenden.
Oh, hello, I'm Reginald. It's 13 past the hour. It's going to rain tomorrow.
He was born in Quebec, Canada, but moved to America when he turned 18 to pursue science. Wow, we have a lot of comments so far. Except I'm from Graham, and I didn't mess with science.
Anyway, I thought you just meant the moving around to a lot of different places.
No, I'm building up to a song about our favorite DJ. Hold on a second. But first, so it was Christmas Eve, 1906. A then 40-year-old Fessenden aimed his efforts to salute ships at sea by transmitting the world's first public program of music and voice. So to make sure his efforts got proper coverage from the press, he performed the broadcast from atop a transmitter tower in Brant Rock, Massachusetts.
Hey, I can see my house from here!
When he finished the feat, he began climbing down to the enthusiastic onlookers waiting below. But just a few rungs down, he got stuck between the tower's upper cross members, and rescuers had to be sent up. Well, the story should end here, but instead, it gets kind of funny. After more than 2 hours of trying, a less desirable rescue plan was settled. Big Reg was stripped naked and slathered with lard, thus allowing him to slip free.
Something else you haven't
come. Safely climb down. So he had to take off his clothes. It rubbed lard on him. I guess the rescuers helped him do that.
Remember that night at Grove Park when you got up on the roof? You guys do have a lot in common.
You know what we should do? We should recreate this. We've got a tower right out front. You could climb it.
It almost happened when I climbed up the two-story shopping cart that's at the World Market in Bristol. Motor Speedway.
He was pretty slathered when that happened, but that's a whole other story.
All right. So celebrate the love of disc jockeys this morning. Naked and full of lard. Lard.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, okay.
I'll never forget that fateful night. He lay there in the pale moonlight. A filthy ball cap on his head. I thought that he was surely dead. A broken soul no one would claim. That's the night I learned the name of John Boy. John Boy. John Boy. For 5 days it was touch and go. Would he survive? I didn't know. He let out with a mournful wheeze, his colon blocked with too much cheese. And with a rusty butter knife, I cleared the clog and saved the life of John Boy. John Boy. John Boy. I soon found out he had a gift. His funny ways gave folks a lift. I thought that he should have a show where I worked on the radio. I had a feeling he'd find fame when everyone would learn the name of John Boy. John Boy, John Boy. He soon was famous far and wide, made other DJs run and hide. He sure enough became a star, but it wasn't skill that got him far. The credit to what he'd become, there was no one nearly quite as dumb as John Boy. John Boy. He couldn't act, he couldn't sing, he always said such stupid things, could barely say the simplest words, but solid gold came from those turds. The listeners, they were never bored. Cash and ratings were the reward for John Boy. John Boy, John Boy. But success began to swell his head. He hated getting out of bed. One day he threw a hissy fit, and in a rage, a fart was lit. He set the studio ablaze. Could this be the end of days for John Boy? John Boy. John Boy. We all stood there with jaws agape as he ran back in to save his cape. The walls collapsed as it burned down. And John Boy, he was never found. The incident's still unexplained. Just a few stained T-shirts are all that remain of John Boy. John Boy. I'm still out here in Radio Land on some forgotten AM band. And late at night, I get a chill. I think that I can hear him still. And on the first full moon of fall, I hear the ooh-wa-ooh-wa call of John Boy. John Boy. John Boy. John Boy. John Boy.
Shows on the radio, humming to you, hum day, October the 6th. In about 20 minutes is Tatertainment News. You're right now, top 10 list. All right, Billy.
Well, it's the spookiest month of the year. It's time for our annual rundown of bad ideas in seasonal attire. Here they are, the top 10 worst-selling Halloween costumes of the year. Right. Number 10, Jehovah's Witness. Number 9, extended car warranty salesman.
Oh, yes.
Number 8, slutty COVID test nose swab technician. I don't even know what that looks like. Number 7, crackhead in a Girl Scout uniform with a box of 2-year-old Do-Si-Dos. Number 6, SpongeBob booty shorts. Number 5, Gary Busey on bath salts.
Oh.
Number 4, Gary Busey not on bath salts. Number three, Dr. Pimple Popper Medicine Woman. Number two, the Mucinex Booger. And the worst costume of the year, Pearl the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hey there, this your old pal Justin LeBlanc. When I'm not mooching some of that fine Jacques Daniel whiskey and a plate of right fine gumbo off my best friend Woodrow Boudreau and that sassy sack of wife of his old Lisbon, I'm listening to those two wacky Cajun John Boy and Billy right there on that there Big Show. Hoo-wee, they is funny, I guarantee.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Through your Wednesday morning. Well, we had an event for Hope for the Warriors. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago with my fishing psychiatrist. All right. And we're talking about the Hope for the Warriors fishing battle is happening. Well, it is happening this Friday. Hope for the Warriors. It's a national military nonprofit. It's going to host 15 local Marines, 15 soldiers. This Friday, day of deep sea fishing, the 13th annual Hoorah versus Hoo-ah fishing battle off the coast of North Carolina. This annual event we started in honor of the sacrifices of those who serve our country. My host, Dr. Richard Weisler. He's a psychiatrist at the School of Medicine at UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University. And, of course, Trent Bryce of the Bridge Tender Marina, where the Duh fishing team is based in beautiful Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. Founded aboard Camp Lejeune 15 years ago, Hope for the Warriors assists veterans, service members, military families with a variety of programming, including clinical health and wellness, sports and recreation, and transition services. And Hope for the Warriors fishing battle still accepting sponsorships and donations. If you would like to help, we'd love to have you sponsor a warrior to attend. Consider donating. You can go to hopeforthewarriors.org/fishing battle. Always taking donations, but if you'd like to do it for this specific event, hopeforthewarriors.org/fishing battle. Right there. We appreciate y'all's support, and thanks to everybody who helps in this great event. We're going to get together tomorrow night and have a little pre-meeting, have a little fun, a little food, and then we'll hit the high seas on Friday morning. Once again, hopeforthewarriors.org. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all NEPA auto parts stores. Let's go to BigShow.com as well. Click on that Liquid Performance banner. You get 20% off. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, Playboard in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is it. This is going to be the one that's going to put her over the top.
Marcy, Tater, Moran. Let me finish with a big introduction.
Yeah, thanks.
Y'all. Y'all been booer.
Yeah, bless stay in your heart. Lane.
I wasn't booing. That was Spellers.
Hey. Shani
goes, okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
Anyway, okay, Sparky.
Okay,
hit
so
it.
CNN's reporting that David Lee Roth did an interview with Las Vegas Review Journal and told them that he's throwing in his shoes. He's retiring, he told the newspaper.
Throwing in his shoes. Is that a
he
new...
must not have had a towel.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He says he told them this is the first and only official announcement. You've got the news. Share it with the world.
Oh.
So, yeah, he made the announcement just shy of a year from Eddie Van Halen's death. And he said that I'm encouraged and compelled to really come to grips with how short time is. And my time is probably even shorter, he told the paper. Mm-hmm. So he has 5 shows scheduled at House of Blues in Las Vegas, beginning New Year's Eve and running into January. And those five shows, he says, will be his last. Mm. I didn't even know he was still performing, so it was kind of a shock to me. He was retiring. Yeah. I thought he already had. But those five shows, that's it. You want to see them, get to Vegas.
Share it with the world.
Share it with the world. He says, I've given you all I've got to give. It's been an amazing, great run. No regrets, nothing to say about anybody. I'll miss you all. Stay frosty.
Have you seen him lately? He kind of looks like Dr. Smith from Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
really
not
does.
The guy you remember from the 70s and 80s. That's
no,
sure.
I mean, yeah. It's just somebody pointed it out the other day, and I took a look, and I went,
who did? Really?
He looks like an unsuccessful multi-level marketer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, the pain.
I just remember about how short he was.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's a tiny thing. That's all I had.
Yeah. Man, he's short. Next.
I'm just waiting. I'd rather you beat up on David Lee Roth than beat up on me. So, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar have all what in common?
I know that one.
Anybody? Anyway, they'll perform the first time together at the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show.
Halftime show, yeah.
I knew I heard all those names recently. So all of those?
Yes.
The halftime show.
I'm sure, Billy, she didn't see your hand up. So I'll take it personally.
Yeah. What are they going to do, like a half a song apiece?
I don't know. The five music icons will perform on
Have
February 13th.
Have you ever seen
13th.
The halftime show? That's kind of how they do it.
Yeah. Kind of a sample of every song. Yeah. So the NFL, Pepsi, and Rock Nation, and that's Jay-Z's production company, Rock Nation. So he's all part of getting the groups together. So the show will be history in the making, said Jay-Z.
No way it's going to be as good as Lady Gaga's halftime show.
I don't think anybody could beat Prince's. That's the last one that I've
ever
been
Lady Gaga's. I can't believe it, but that's my favorite halftime show of all time.
Well, she came down on the harness, and then she caught the ball at the
she
end.
She caught a great pass. Yeah, and then she jumped off the back of the stadium.
That's what won Johnny over to the Lady Gaga camp.
I'm telling you.
That performance.
Since you like Lady Gaga, you should Google on YouTube, hunt up YouTube for her. She's done a lot of performances with Tony Bennett.
Yeah, they become good friends.
They are so good.
And Tony Bennett has Alzheimer's now.
Right, but he comes back to life
that,
with the music.
That part of his mind is still as sharp as ever. Yeah. His talent is still there.
Really, you can tell she's got true love for him. Yeah.
And actually, it was just in the tabloids that last week she went and visited him, and he recognized her, where he hasn't been able to recognize his wife and some people. So, all right, so I told you last week about William Shatner going into space, and he gets to do this now. It's happening next week.
Wow, that quick.
Yes, he blasts off aboard the Blue Origin's New Shepard NS-18 rocket. It happens Tuesday in West Texas. He's the first 90-year-old to be in space, and he will be joined by three others, including two paying customers. And he said that, I've heard about space for a long time now. I'm taking the opportunity to see it for myself.
I actually saw him say
that. What a
miracle.
I've heard about space for a long time now.
A long time now.
You think he's not a 90-year-old, and then you hear him say something like that, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's 90.
When does the girl with the drink cart come by? Is there a movie on this flight?
I got to tell you that he's still pretty funny. He makes great fun of himself.
I always liked him.
Can't get the helmet over my toupee.
You know, that ride is only like 11 minutes. It's like an attraction at Disney World.
Yeah, I mean,
up and down.
Yep.
Give old cap.
I haven't been up and down in 11 minutes in 25 years.
And Cleveland fans looking to honor the team's history will be able to get their hands on an old merchandise and help out good cause in the process. TMZ is reporting that the Guardians, who used to be
I'm guessing you're talking about Cleveland Browns
Indians.
Football team.
No, I'm talking about baseball, the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, okay. She's not doing a very good job, but yes, that is
what happened. Okay, so... The Cleveland Indians.
I'll start
and then
over.
She was merging into Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey,
somehow.
Did you hear the Cleveland Indians had to change their name?
Yeah. No.
And
they
changed it to the Cleveland Guardians.
Uh-huh.
And you Cleveland Indian fans still have a chance to get memorabilia with the Indians logo and mascot on it, and they will donate it to charity.
All right.
And it all started when they had to retire Chief Wahoo in 2018, but they kept items with the mascot on the shelves, and then they wrote a check to Native American organizations from the proceeds from those
items. Well, that ought to make it right.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the old days when the Klingons changed their name to the Indians. Nobody made a peep.
Oh, I'm just going to leave you on that note because it just would get worse.
Why don't you undo those top two buttons? Let those things breathe.
All right. Good job. Thank you very much.
I don't like y'all.
All right. Let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out this U.S. venue can seat up to 400,000 fans, which officially makes it the largest capacity sporting facility in the world.
That would be Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Oh,
yes, it is. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Early versions of this motor vehicle were so quiet that pedestrians complained they couldn't hear them approaching. Earned them the nickname, the Silent Gray Fellows.
Which was almost the new name of the baseball team in Cleveland.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, humming through your hump day. Our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets by clicking on the banner at thebigshow.com, where you'll see our video. This audio illusion will bend your brain. Check it out. Sing along with it. We got the words right there for you. And right now, let's play
Yes Live! Across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
And now a man who's actually seen someone lactate in a pharmacy. He is John Boy.
Lactate in pharmacy. Can't get the video out of my head. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's say hey to Jason at the Sharps Chapel, Tennessee. Good morning, Jason.
Whoop, whoop. Ow, wow, wow, wow.
All right, Jason, you're first up. Let's see what you got. Early versions of this motor vehicle were so quiet that pedestrians complained they couldn't hear them approaching, earning them the nickname the Silent Gray Fellows. What in the world could it be, Jason?
I think it is the Harley-Davidson.
Harley-Davidson motorcycle?
77!
That's what it is. Give it to you.
Those the Silent Grays were the ones that kind of looked like a motorized bicycle. You remember
those? Right?
You've probably seen pictures of them early. Yep.
How about that, man? All right. Well, took care of that problem. Jason, good work, buddy. Prize pack head over to Sharp's Chapel for you.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my wife, my kids, and all those unbelievers out there. They need to turn before they burn.
Yes, amen. All right, Jason. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this October the 6th. Get you caught up. Hang on for a lap.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
All right,
hey, man, I've been hearing y'all talk about this NASCAR stuff for about, what has it been, like the last 16 months in a row? So I finally broke down. I watched my first NASCAR race on TV over the weekend.
All right,
now,
man.
Tell me something. I know, like, big money sponsorship, this is like a part of all professional sports now, but does NASCAR sell advertising on everything at the race? Or is it just me?
Well,
I mean, it's like, time for an update on that wreck. Sponsored by Mako Auto Body Shop. Let's see if we can get a word with the driver down in the Zagnut Infield Communications Center. And then the guy's talking about, well, the Kellogg Pop-Tart Band de Soleil Pontiac run real good all afternoon. We just got a little loose up there at number four running some of that Quaker State motor oil. One tough motor oil is up there on the track. Left me with Excedrin headache number 23. And then like the guy will go, yeah, it looks like you smacked that concrete retaining wall pretty hard. Now, I know you were counting on making up some ground in that J.C. Penney White Sail Punch Championship at the end of the season, too. Yeah. I mean, you watch these races, it's like watching a 3.5-hour commercial break, you know? And these guys are always talking about, well, we were just racing real hard, and he come up behind me on the outside and took the air off my spoiler. Now, whatever that's supposed to mean. But they ought to just, like, tell it like it is. And, you know, the guy comes up, so, Billy Bob, what happened out there? And the guy ought to go, he run all over my fat ass. That's what happened. Didn't you see him? For goodness sakes, it was on TV. Maybe they could work in, like I mentioned, for Preparation H while they're at it, you know? And I know, I hear this all the time. I know what y'all are thinking. Hey, Marvin, you know, it would look different if you actually could see it in person. How come you don't get, like, some tickets and actually go to the race?
That's it.
Now, can you see me going to a NASCAR event? Oh, and if I'd have been there, you would have seen me. I would have stuck out like, you know, Calvin Pete at a PGA cocktail party. You probably would have, like, when I walked in, they would have introduced me on the PA system. Ladies and gentlemen, now in the speedway, man, a black guy. Because, I mean, that's like some white people. And I mean some white people go to the race. Especially down there in that infield, you know. I actually had somebody invite me to go and watch a race with him down in the infield. I don't think so. You know, I mean, like, you got 35,000 rednecks down there drinking beer all afternoon and going, whoo! It's not my idea of a relaxing afternoon, if you know what I mean. I don't want to be no part of no race-related incidents, you know? Can you do that?
Yeah.
And NASCAR is, like, the last great white sport in America, anyway. You know, it makes the NHL look like a melting pot. You know? Motorsports in general is pretty much like a Caucasian stronghold. Yeah. The only black driver in all of motorsport that I know of is this guy, Willie T. Ribbs. Have you heard about this guy? That's his real name, Willie T. Ribbs. I think they just, like, signed him up because they thought his name was funny or something. You know. Now, white people are not ready for no black NASCAR driver. This is my opinion. I think y'all are, like, holding out till you can get some guy named Leroy Watermelon and, you know, get him to drive the Afro Sheen Cadillac. Yeah, Chuck, I don't know how fast that car is, but listen to that tape deck. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
John Boy and Billy.
Excellent, buddy. Excellent.
Morning radio done right.
Good Wednesday morning, October the 6th. Big Show's on the radio. Well, we're always honored to have a visit from a true legend of the silver screen. Please welcome back to the Big Show, Mr. Alan Swan.
Your Honor, may I address the jury?
The sure.
Your Honor, your duty is clear, good people. You must weigh the evidence laid before you. You must search your soul for the truth. And once you do, you will see that my client is innocent. And if not, this whole trial is out of order. Attica! Attica! Attica!
Mr. Swan, it's me, John Boy.
John Boy, good heavens. Bailiff, why isn't this man in leg irons? This is not justice.
Mr. Swan, you're in the Big Show studios.
Ah, And when do we break for lunch? Either the septics have backed up or we're having cabbage again.
Your color is really great. I see you've been getting out in the sunshine.
I have. I've been engaged in one of my favorite pastimes.
And what's that?
Getting out in the sunshine. You should pay closer attention to the conversation.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, the great outdoors. I've been hiking in the Canadian wilderness.
Wow, it's beautiful up there.
Yes, huh? Beautiful and dangerous. Our guide, Niblick, taught us about bears this time. Brown bears are usually harmless and avoid contact with man. But to be safe, they suggest attaching small bells to your backpack and vest so the bears can hear you coming and scurry away.
Well, that makes sense.
But be warned. The grizzly bear is extremely dangerous. It's interesting to note that grizzlies are territorial, and if you see any of their droppings, you should evacuate the area immediately.
How do you know if they're grizzly bear droppings?
They're full of small bells. Tell me, John Boy, do you know why bears are large, brown, and hairy?
No.
If they were small, white, and round, they'd be eggs. Yes, I love a good hike. I took my old friend Renfe on a hike. I said, Renfe, old boy, did you see that magnificent eagle over there? He said, no. A while later, I commented, Renfe, did you see that adorable little river otter frolicking on the bank? He replied, no. A short distance later, I said, Renfe, did you see that glorious elk near the tree line? And he said, no. I said, damn it, Renfe! Why are you even here, man? Keep your eyes open. You're missing everything. Renfe was indignant. I said, Renfe, lad, did you see that? He erupted, yes, I did. I saw it clearly. I dare say I saw it before you did. I said, I see. Then why did you step in it? By the way, it took him an hour to get all those little bells off his shoes.
Well, nothing like a good hike and a great outdoors.
You know, I made quite a living at it in my youth.
Well, I never heard of a professional hiker. You paid? Did somebody paid you to go hiking?
Well, you see, Mr. Jones, our next door neighbor. When my father left for work in the morning, Mr. Jones came over to see my mother and handed me $5 and said, take a hike. the good old days.
You always have such great stories.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must adieu. I have an appointment for a pedicure before my big date tonight.
But you don't seem like a pedicure guy.
Well, you know what they say. Toes before hoes. Ciao, John Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Swan, the world's greatest actor.
I'm not an actor! Damn you! I'm a movie star!
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh keel. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of offset up. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah!
Big Show on the radio, humming through your hum day, Wednesday, October the 6th. I'm Boy and Billy the Gang here. See some of our funny buddies moving around. You got the machine. Bert Kreischer is playing Montgomery, Alabama tonight. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Kicks off his tour at Mon Show, I think last week, week before last. That's all about it. Out there tonight in Montgomery. Hit Augusta, Georgia Thursday. Charleston, West Virginia Friday. And then Charlotte, North Carolina this Saturday at Ovens Auditorium. Two shows in Charlotte. It's Bertie Boy Relapse Tour. You can get your tickets. Check them out at BertBertBert.com. How about a John Reeves playing in Raleigh, North Carolina? Good Nights Comedy Club. He'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. He joins us Friday morning with Small Town News from his country-ish podcast. It's John. And our boy James Gregory playing the Ritz Theater in Brunswick, Georgia. Uh-oh, wait a minute. That show has been postponed, by the way, if you had tickets to that, until February 19th. All right, make a note of that. The Ritz in Brunswick, Georgia, postponed. This Saturday, oh, we got another postponement, the Dublin Theater in Dublin, Georgia.
This just in.
Has been postponed until February the 18th. We'll find out, I guess. Is it, Taylor, did you talk to that boy? Is it COVID?
It's COVID, yeah.
COVID stuff.
Extra precautions going on in those areas.
All right, so I'll write that down in Brunswick and Dublin, Georgia. All right, so save your tickets. The show's in February. As of today, this show is still happening.
You mean this show?
Oh, yeah, well, this one is.
Oh, okay.
James at the Social Circle Theater, October 23rd. That's in Social Circle, Georgia. All right. So how about that? The only one that's not canceled from COVID is a social circle where they're, they're standing around in circles.
Weird.
Breathing on each other. It's crazy. Feel free to use that, James, in your comedy act.
I'm going to write that with Dad.
All right. Funniestman.com is James' website. Maybe it's just been easier for you to keep up with that.
Yeah.
I've workshopped some off the air. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play the current events quiz. You just take C, you win the Liquid Performance prize pack. Automotive cleaning and detailing products from Liquid Performance is the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But look, it was on this day, y'all, 1985. Yankee Phil Niekro becomes the 18th pitcher to win 300 games. And also at age 46, becomes the oldest to pitch a shutout, beating Toronto 8-0. Yeah, earlier this year, the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs at Nuxie Night. Brought back a lot of memories when a boy Hanson was still working on the baseball side of things, and Phil Niekro was coaching the Silver Bullets. Had Coors Light for Life bet on whether I could hit off of the Hall of Famer Phil Niekro. All right. Well, okay. Well, of course, would like to hear that.
Spoiler alert, we ain't swimming in Coors.
I remember it like it was a few years after that.
Well, I faced Phil Niekro, my boyhood hero, as he threw me 10 knuckleballs at the World Tour opening of the Colorado Silver Bullets, all-female softball team.
Yep.
A lot of people ask me, John Boy, how was it actually standing up there facing one of the greatest knuckleballers of all time? Well, I remember it like it was just last Sunday.
I was right. Here I am, standing at home plate in front of 15,000 people in a national TV audience. Why did I agree to do this? Why couldn't I just shut up? Oh, there he is. Look at him. Oh, sure, he's a little older, but such a natural athlete. One of the best knuckleball pitchers of all time. And me, I'm worthless. Oh, please, Lord, don't make me look like a jerk. Please.
All right, old man, let's see what you got.
Please, Lord, don't let him show me what he's got.
I'm waiting for you, Nuxie.
Lord, kill him, please, end his life. There's a cloud up there. A bolt of lightning could easily come out and strike him dead.
Are you going to throw to me or what?
Please, Lord, don't let him throw to me. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, it was outside. The ball was outside. That was his fault. That's good. That's good.
What's wrong, Nuxie? Afraid to pitch to me?
Oh, Lord, please help me. I'll never ask you for anything again. Okay, I'm gonna try not to scream like a woman and swing the bat this time. Okay, here I go. Here it comes.
Strike!
Oh, I must have looked like an idiot swinging it down. I missed it by a foot. I think I pulled something. Oh, please don't let me mess my pants. Lord, open the ground. Oh, no, somebody's hollering at me from the stands.
Yeah, man!
You suck!
He told me I sucked in front of everybody. Okay, okay, a quick John Boy comeback.
Be quiet! I'm trying to hit!
Oh, that wasn't good. One more.
Hey, fella, it's my moment in the sun, and you're ruining it.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Just kidding. You suck.
Okay, no more talking to people in the stands. I didn't think Billy was coming to this game. Okay, stand in the batter's box. Try not to let them see your knees trembling.
Come on, Negro! Throw me the knuckleball! Give me the funny one!
Please, Lord, don't let him give me the funny one. It just couldn't get any worse. If you want to kill me, would you just let me make contact? I'm just going to hold the bat out, and maybe I'll hit the ball. Oh, oh. I did it. I actually hit the ball. Sure, it's a weak little sissy pathetic dribble down the first baseline, but I can act like I ripped one.
All right, Negro, I told you, old man, I'm taking you deep.
Now, if I could just get back through the dugout without wetting my pants.
I'm John Boy, I told you, I got you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I owe you. Now, if I could just get in that other dugout, I don't want to walk too close to those girls. They scare me.
Hey, Nuxie! Enjoyed it, big boy! Call me if you ever want to do it again!
Please, Lord, don't let him ever want to do it again.
Well, what else can I add to that except na-na-na-na-na-na?
And everything turned out all right.
What?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's play the current events quiz. Give you the thrill of victory. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Shocking news for price-sensitive shoppers across the USA.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across the USA. Take C, you win. We play next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. It's the Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Wednesday, October 6th. We got the video today. It's brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, get your tickets. That's where you'll see our video. This audio illusion will bend your brain. Cool. Like we all did, sing along with it. We got the words right there. Figure it out. TheBigShow.com. All right. Pimp Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Yay. Let's say hey to Rick from Amarillo, Texas. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, welcome. All right, Rick, listen to Bedlin win this prize pack.
Well, it's the end of an era in American retail. Dollar Tree, the discount chain famous for selling stuff for $1, is now selling stuff that costs more than a dollar. The chain has announced they will start selling some items for $1.25 and as much as $1.50. The price hikes are being blamed on labor shortages, pandemic supply chain problems, and the old bugaboo of retail, inflation. It's a change that was bound to happen sooner or later, but still, Dollar Tree raising prices above a dollar? That's kind of like A, the Spirit Halloween store adding Christmas decorations. B, Golden Corral dropping the all-you-can-eat from their buffet. Or C, Victoria's Secret selling orange Crocs and cargo shorts.
Yeah. What you got, Rick?
Well, this is Stafford Woodpecker Lips here, but I'm going to have to take C on this one.
Man. The whole world's gone crazy. Went to Arby's and they were out of roast beef.
What?
No way.
Oh, man. You have one job, as they say.
Matt's got to have his Arby's.
I just told Jackie I went to a Bojangles that was out of breasts and legs.
I mean, what do you got left?
Pie's still good. It's crazy out there.
A Dollar Tree, one of my most embarrassing moments is one of Jackie's favorite stories about me, where I went into a dollar store. We were trying to find 10 or 15. Of something, and somebody came up and asked me, do you know where you guys have put the... I mean, I looked down, I'm like, am I dressed so bad you think I work here? It's true. I felt so bad for both of us.
Well, quick tip, never wear a red shirt if you go to Target.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, good work, buddy. Big old Liquid Performance Automotive cleaning and Detailing Kit. Yes, in the John Boy and Billy Buckethead down Amarillo for you.
All righty then. Can I get a shout out here?
Yes, sir.
Well, on October 3rd, it was the birthday for my big brother Jay in Castle Hayne, North Carolina. Go, fat boy. And I'm glad your Washington team with no name won this weekend.
The team with no name. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Rick. You have, and your Cowboys, man. Oh, they beat up on the Panthers there Sunday, too.
Wait a minute. I'm a Tar Heel in Texas.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right. I hear you,
and
buddy.
That's an acronym. So I went to the game.
Is that right?
I was up in the stands yelling all kind of stuff for my Panthers.
Awesome, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Well, good exactly. Work, man. Well, we're glad we got you a little bit home here. Will you hang on, Rick and Jackie? Hook you up.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Here we go to a song recorded live from a fundraiser, Caitlyn Jenner's Run for Governor. All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, we're less than 20 minutes away. tune to Johnny Bob from Gary Busey, recorded live.
But right now,
how about a bonus top 10 list?
Today's Big Show top 10 list, the top 10 phrases you definitely would not want to show up someday in your newspaper obituary. Mm. Number 10. Colonoscopy gone wrong. Number 9, Tide Pod Challenge. Number 8, Infected Man Bun. Number 7, COVID Super Spreader.
Yeah.
Number 6, Coney Island Hot Dog Contest Mishap. Number 5, accused of feeding her husband to a tiger. Number 4, creator of Kim Jong-un's signature hairstyle. Number 3, best known as lead singer of the We Buy Any Car commercial. Number 2, longtime personal stylist to Cam Newton. And the number one thing you wouldn't want in your obituary, cornhole accident.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Here we go. It's all recorded live. My man, Gary Busey.
Hey, everybody. This thing on. Thanks for coming to this Caitlyn Jenner for Governor shindig. As you know, the recall fell apart. I'm sure the voting was on the level. So we're aiming for the general election. Listen, everybody help yourself to that open bar. I know I have. Now, this is Smash Mouth that's supposed to be here to do a few numbers, but I guess they're out walking on the sun or something because they're a no-show. But, I reckon me and the boys can scrub one off. I'd like to dedicate this song to the next governor of California. Hit it, boys!
Sounds corny. Clean up them streets and shut down all that porn. There's one gal for the job and she makes me so horny. I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her. I pinch myself. Yeah, I won't vote for anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. And all our stresses, we need a real red, white, and blue stud. I know a stud, and she wears dresses, and she won't be a dud. She got crossed eyes and big fake boobies, stands up to pee and sometimes smokes doobies. Got lots of fans and some real weird groupies. She needs your vote, so don't be stupid. I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her. I pinch myself. Yeah, I won't vote for anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Here she is, folks. Check her out. My dream girl, the next governor of California. She is the total package. And by package, I don't mean, well, you know what y'all call a package. Oh, hell, if you got another verse, I hear her talk, and my tummy gets jiggly, and my other parts get all twitchy and wiggly. She makes me squeal like a little piggly. I grin ear to ear, and I get all giggly.
Can't believe I know her. I pinch myself.
I'll vote for you and nobody else. You make me wanna pinch myself. Ooh. Ooh. Sometimes here I pinch myself, and over here too I pinch myself. I just might pinch you, I pinch myself. You can watch if you want, I pinch myself, and you can pinch me too.
Caitlin, Governor for Jenner, write them checks, you tight asses. Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
But, Mama, all I wanted to do was have a lettuce sandwich on gluten bread, a tall glass of buttermilk, and crawl under a bearskin rug. Why do I have to listen to that John Boy person and Billy whoever on that noisy Big Show? But, Mama...
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through you Wednesday, October the 6th. Yeah, we're looking on this day, 1976. North Carolina disc jockey, Rick Dees. I was working overnights. And Winston-Salem, Bob Dale used to work with Rick. You got to meet him. And man, he had him a gold record. It went gold on this date, 1976, for Disco Duck.
I think it actually hit number one on the Billboard chart.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
It did a lot better than gold. It went on.
Yeah, it will become the fourth single ever to be certified platinum.
Wow.
Those stupid disc jockey had him a hit. On the fourth single, certified.
I'd like to beat his ass for writing that song.
Pillars, didn't you? You had to dress up like the disco
back
dog
in Michigan,
or something.
You got a minute? Back in Michigan. One of my first real jobs out of school was I was a bouncer in a disco called the Lighthouse out in Kalamazoo near the airport. It was a great place. I mean, we had a wonderful time. But every night, after I'd been there for about a week, Steve Osnich comes up to me and he goes, "Okay, big boy." He goes, "It's your turn in the suit." I go, "What?" And he goes, "Go in the closet, put on the Disco Duck suit, and get your ass out there on the floor and dance with these idiots." I said, "What?" And he goes, "Everybody does it." He goes, "You got to go out and do it." I said, "All right." So I went out and I put this thing on, and you got to know that the song had been out for a while. And it smelled like the inside of a locker room.
Like the song or the uniform or both?
Both. Okay. Smelled like the inside of a locker room and underneath a chicken coop. And you had to go out on the dance floor, and you had to just get out there and, you know, do the, right, when they'd play the song, you get out there and dance with everybody. Oh, I'm having a stroke right now.
I'm bringing back memories. All right, good.
And so you'd get out there, and the girls loved. I found this was a wonderful perk.
Yes.
The girls loved to dance with the duck.
You'll never get touched so much as in when you were in a mascot costume.
Because Randy used to be the chicken of the mascot at one of our stations.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and before right. that, I was Scooby-Doo. That's why I got
that's
the
right.
gig. Yeah, so.
Put the suit on backwards so the tail's in front. You go out there, and you do this dance. Well, the football players from Western Michigan University didn't like you dancing with their girlfriends too much.
Ah,
but I'll tell you that. What, nothing softens a blow like a giant foam rubber duck head. If I hadn't had that thing on, I'd have been beat to death. One guy hit me in the head spot. You remember the old Donald, that Daffy Duck,
yes.
where he gets shot and his head turns around? It was like that. But, man, I landed some good shots, too. And it was all padded up. So they eventually did away with it because there were so many incidents.
I guess.
I got clubbed upside the head with a – this was back when all the pitchers in the bars were glass. I had a guy break a beer pitcher up against my duck head. It was hysterical. Everybody was dying laughing. But there's nothing funnier than seeing a 200-pound duck out on the dance floor going, put him up.
All right. Good times.
Yeah. Oh, the visual.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters. 64-ounce jugs. Get them now at MountOlivePickleShop.com. Go to BigShow.com. Click on that Mount Olive Pickles banner. Making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
Thank you. Going to look at the weekend box office first. Opening at number one, Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
The happiest that title has ever been said by anybody.
I love that series, but it's just so bizarre. I mean, it came from a comic book, right, Billy?
Right. Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, he's like a monster hiding inside of a man.
Well, hold on. It's about to get worse.
No, Tom Hardy. Is that right? Yes, he stars in a sequel loosely set in the Spider-Man universe, and Venom is back, and there's a new turd in the punch bowl. Woody Harrelson.
Huh?
Woody Harrelson as Carnage, who's a red version of Venom that's even crazier than the original.
A red version.
Yeah.
So is he just colored red?
That's what R-E-D means.
No, he beats up a lot of people, too.
Well, it was a commie version.
No, he's just really well read. You know, so he. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
So, yes, I'm sorry. Woody Harrelson is in this, along with Tom Hardy. In second place came Addams Family 2, a CGI animated sequel with America's spookiest family, just in time for Halloween. Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings drops to third place, finally, out of the number one spot. Followed by the Sopranos prequel movie, The Many Saints of Newark, and the movie musical, Dear Evan Hansen. I've heard critics really kind of not like the prequel to The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. The Many Saints of Newark. Uh-huh.
It's set in like 1967 or
it's supposed to be a young
Tony Soprano.
Young Tony Soprano. And it's actually played by James Gandolfini's son.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But critics aren't. I've just a few of them.
Yep. On the streaming side of things, Netflix finally got the online rights to Seinfeld. All seasons streaming now on Netflix. But the biggest hit on Netflix right now is Squid Game. Now, this is a story of a Hunger Games-style reality show that ropes financially desperate contestants into playing classic children's games where the losers not only don't get any money, but they end up dead.
I'm guessing they don't know all of this going into it.
It's the number one streamer on Netflix right now.
So you'd really be fighting for that last chair on musical chairs.
I'm telling you.
That's they did with Hunger Games, you know. They didn't know that they were, going to be picked off. So it's the number one streamer on Netflix and might be on the way to being their biggest hit ever.
That's right. Watch out, Tiger King.
Wow. How about that?
Take that,
it's
Joe
become
Exotic.
A huge hit in the last couple of weeks. Uh-huh. It really has.
Man.
Also hot, the new Netflix original movie, The Guilty. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a cop who's working the 911 hotline and gets a call from a woman who's been kidnapped, and he races the clock to track her down.
We watched that over the weekend. It's really well done.
Did it make you nervous?
It's a really good movie because it's very claustrophobic because he's in the 911 call center and there's just a handful of people there, and it's mostly him talking to people on the phone the whole movie.
So is it like real time, like 24
it's
hours?
It's not real time, but it's a very compressed timeline.
Nice.
Things happen fast. I enjoyed it. It's got some weird twists and turns along the way, too.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
And this one's for you, John Boy. Hulu has a month-long film festival called Huluween.
Huluween.
Spoiler alert. Lots of scary stuff just in time for Halloween. Around Huluween.
Now, I heard one critic who was really not liking Ted Lasso.
I hadn't watched when I officially declared the second season sucked.
Yes.
Ted Lasso. Mm. Yeah, I hadn't watched the the last one. So I'll have to get to that.
That is not how I thought that was going to go. I thought he was going to take back what he said. But I was going to give it
one more chance, but I don't know.
For those of you who missed it, we talked about Ted Lasso being awesome season one, but Ted Lasso 2 sucking, right?
According to one critic who shall remain unnamed.
John Boy.
That's a wrap of what to watch, you guys.
Good deal. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Wednesday morning. It is the Big Show on the radio. And we got a video today. It's brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Go to BigShow.com, click on the banner, get your tickets. That's where you'll get your video today. This morning, this audio illusion will bend your brain. Look up. Sing along with us. Got the words right there on the screen. BigShow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall. Coming up in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The birdie bird and a wordy bird. Let's meet the contestants. We got Terry from McMinnville, Tennessee. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. And we got Robert from Sumner, Texas. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. Robert, you are on Team Tater and Randy. Terry, on the John Boy and Billy side, we'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck, boys. So, Robert, you relax right there and let me and Terry go for the first 30. Give you something to shoot at. You ready, Terry?
Yes, sir.
All right. Start the clock now. You fly in an air.
Plane.
Yeah. All right. This is a fruit that monkeys eat.
Banana.
Yeah. This is a dot in your face, and they're cute when you smile.
Dimple.
Yeah. All right. This is a low cloud over land. Heavy. You can't see. London
fog.
Blank. Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Rhymes with it. This is the pollution thing of fog.
Smog.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Throw another blank on the fire.
Log.
Yeah. Good work. Got that. All right. Six on the board.
Okay.
I had to see if Jackie gave me the buzzer one. All right. We did get it, Terry. Good work.
It's always going to be easy on you.
All right. Here we go. Robert and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Robert?
Ready.
And go.
All right. You're a man's best friend.
Dog.
Yes. Yeah. Rhymes with it. Not a pig, but he's bigger. And it rhymes with that last word. He's a Razorback. He's big. He's a what? He's bigger than a pig.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Rhymes with it. You're not running. You're doing this light run.
Walking.
No, it rhymes. And it's still running, but it's just you run longer. You go for a what? You went for a...
Dog.
Yes, thank you. Rhymes with it. Your sink is...
Put a 3 on the board.
I like more. So,
Johnny, I feel good about your choice, your chances today.
Well, see.
Terry, he never really feels that good about your choices, but your chances in this case.
I'll take that.
Right.
All right, Terry, see if we can add to that 6. You're up with Billy. Ready, go.
You call a plumber if your sink is blanked up.
Clog.
There you go. He goes ribbit, and he lives in the swamp. He's a...
frog.
Yep, I see. A dog does this to his tail when he's happy.
Wag.
Yep, Bojangles sells these in the morning for breakfast. Buttermilk.
Biscuits.
Yep, there you go. If you get really mad, you might lose your what?
Temper.
Yep, not the groom at the wedding, but the...
bride.
Stop the fight.
Ooh.
No kidding.
What a six on a six, a 12 for Terry. So Robert and Randy.
9-tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So let's just have some fun with it. Both of you use this as practice time.
Oh.
All right, Robert, have some fun with Randy.
You know, this reminds me of something.
What's that?
You're a bitch. No.
Easy, Dr. Phil. All right, Robert and Randy.
Uh-huh.
Ready? Go.
All right, so it's not fact. It's gossip that gets passed around. It's a type of gossip.
You spread an ugly one of these.
Yeah, ugly.
Or Billy's helping. No, not a fact.
No.
Hey, the blank mill sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It sure does, John.
The blank mill.
That blank mill.
Robert, does that ring a bell?
It's like gossip mill. It's not really.
The gossip?
Can't call it gossip because.
Oh, my God.
I heard a blank
Terry wins some like 12 to 3.
Well, tell him what it was.
No. You saved that one. That'll be his first word tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. It was a hard one, so don't. That was a hard one.
You're trying to. Watch his mouth.
I know. Robert, you can play again anytime. May I suggest take C?
Or get on John Boy's team. Sorry, Robert.
We appreciate you, Robert. You have a great day, buddy.
Y'all too.
All right, man. Oh, yeah. This wordy word game ain't for everybody.
No.
But I appreciate you,
me, for example.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Terry, it worked out for you, buddy. Big old Mount Olive Pickle prize pack heading over to McMinnville for you.
Sounds great. I love it.
Good game, man. Hang on with Jackie. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Classic bit request for this morning. LSW Bevel from Southport, North Carolina. Alright, that's checking in Southport, Pie-Eyed Piper, Carl Childers. I know what he means. You got it, Ellis. Coming up next. Show on the radio. Classic beer request. LSW Bevel. One of my favorite spots, Southport. Restaurant Provisions right there on the Intercoastal Waterway. I'm hungry.
He owns it, or you're just hungry?
I'm just hungry. I said Southport. Anyway, so Ellis says, Pied Piper, Carl Childers. Here we go.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
A lot of folks don't cotton to rats. I ain't got nothing against them. I reckon they pretty much what you call one of them all-purpose critters. You can raise them up as a pet, teach them how to roll a thread spool there and fetch a cracker and whatnot. Or if you got a good mess of them, they make pretty good eating. They might greasy for sure. You're going to need a biscuit for sopping. A while back, there's this place over in England had a passel of rats. A whole lot more than they could eat, I reckon. I can tell you about it if you want me to. Once upon a time, too late. Have you got a minute? Once upon a time, there's a little bitty town over in England. Had them a pretty bad rat problem. These weren't the eating kind of rat or that singing rat with that park down in Florida. These were the ill-tempered varmints for sure, and they was toting along something called the Black Plague. That weren't too popular, seeing as how it's killing everybody. And them rats didn't care a lick. The people'd yell, "What'd you kill my kin fur? What'd you kill my kin fur?" And them rats, they'd just laugh and then go back to gnawing on a foot. They would no count. Them sorry folks tried everything they knew to get rid of them old rats. They got rid of all the cheese, and the rats ate the grain. They brought in a mess of crabby old barn cats. Rats ate them too. They even called the exterminator feller, and them rats run him off like an egg-sucking dog. They even tried playing that rock and roll music real loud. Rats just danced while I ate everything and killed folks. One of them town fellers was watching TV late one night. Saw an ad for this pie-eyed piper over there in Hamlin, which weren't too far off. They called him up. He come by the next day. Them city folks promised a pie-eyed piper and they'd pay him real good if them rats was to go away. He said, all right, then. They all wondered where his dadgum rat traps were. He said he didn't need no traps. He had him a secret weapon. All them folks got all excited about this big secret weapon, and that old pie-eyed piper, he pulled out this pitiful-looking little flute. Some folk called it a pipe. I called it a flute. Them folks was a mite let down. They was hoping for a big anti-rat ray gun or a pet gorilla carrying a sack. They all started to walk away, and that pie-eyed piper started playing a funny song. Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer. Pretty soon, rats come out from all over like they was in a daze. That piper kept playing and doing that sissy dance, and all them rats, they danced right along with him. He danced them varmints right out of town, out to the edge of a cliff. He kept on a-tooting that flute, and them rats danced right off of the cliff plumb into the ocean. Killed him. He pretty happy with the job well done there. So he went back out of town to pick up his wage. Them folks were slap happy over them rats being gone. When they got that bill from that pie-eyed piper feller, they just took back a mite. He billed them folks for all kinds of stuff. New pair of dancing shoes, wear and tear on the flute, extra large order of French fried potatoes. He even charged them mileage. That is just the start. He had more hidden extras than one of them car dealers out by the interstate. Them folks got their hackles up for sure and told that pie-eyed piper they didn't pay him a plug nickel. Well, sir, he's a mite put out. He couldn't very well bring them dead rats back. He sure didn't want to just wander off summers without getting anything for his trouble. So while them folks was a-laughing and a-carrying on about them rats being gone, that old pie-eyed piper, he got him a plan. He started playing a new tune. And all the town children come out. They's all in a daze, and they started dancing around. And that piper feller, he led them out the middle of nowheres, put them youngins in a cave and sealed it up. Then he went back to town, told them deadbeats they better get them children back when they pay up. They's yelling, what'd you take my youngins for? What'd you take my youngins for? Well, they come off a hip pretty dang quick. First thing he did was get in a bad way with some brown liquor and that local loose gal. Maybe that's why they call him the pie-eyed piper. After he got all drunked up and loved up, he went out to set them youngins free. But he is so hammered, he wandered off the edge of that cliff and into the sea. Killed him. That ain't the end of the story. Them children were still under that pie-eyed piper spell. They clawed their way out of that cave. But by now, they was evil little zombie children.
Oh, wow.
They went back to town, ate all the grown-ups' brains and whatnot. The moral of the story is, rats, maybe they ain't so bad after all. The end.
Storytime is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product, chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
You got a good recipe for rat, little fella.
It's a big show on the radio here, broadcast on the air a couple more minutes. We'll wrap this bad boy up. Podcast is next. John Boy Billy's Late Risers Podcast. Available where you get your podcast absolutely free. We got it set up for you easy. Right there at thebigshow.com. Quick reminder, y'all, Hope for the Warriors. This is honoring Hope for the Warriors.org. Got it right there. Yeah, let me see. This Friday is our Oorah versus Hoo-Ha Fishing Tournament. off the coast of North Carolina. This is the 13th year they've been able to do this. We get 15 local Marines, 15 soldiers to go at it. And the annual event started in honor, of course, the sacrifice of those who serve our country. My host, Dr. Richard Weisler. He's a psychiatrist at the School of Medicine in UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University, and one of my friends for the past 20 years. That explains a lot, don't it?
Yep.
Yeah, as you can imagine, he and Johnny have worked together quite a bit. Yeah.
By the time when we come back in fishing, I'd have him laying on the couch.
Right. Oh, man. But
anyway, Rick, what a great guy. Jackie, you've got to be friends with him, over the years. He is something, man. He's a psychiatrist, School of Medicine, as I said, UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University. And let's not forget our man, Tripp Bryce, the commandant of the Bridge Tender Marina in Wrightsville Beach. Got that going with Doc 13 years ago, man. That's awesome. And what I want, just want to tell you about it, if you'd like to donate and sponsor a warrior, you can go to hopeforthewarriors.org. It's their website. Do the /fishing battle if you'd like to do that. But, and, of course, taking donations for this organization. We had Doc on a couple weeks ago. They did an event in Fayetteville, of course, home of Fort Bragg, 82nd Airborne. So this is our annual Hope for the Warriors fishing battle. So if y'all would like to help, hopeforthewarriors.org. We appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. Everything we put out, man, y'all listeners, you're the best. Thank you so much. All right, then. Well, TheBigShow.com, okay, our podcast coming up. You get on that, Randy.
All yeah, right. Okay, yes, thanks. Yes.
All right, let's end it up. Bye, baby.
Me, now?
Yeah, now, go.
Big Box is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at TheBigShow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
All right, y'all, hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. Wow, celebrating Big Thursday. We love you and we mean it.
Given the gravity of the situation, it seems inappropriate to do or say something funny right now.
Well, you got that covered, Randy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.